This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. I would just like Tucker to play this for his future wife, Mary. She hates the hey, hello.
Oh, does she?
She does. So that was for you, Mary.
I feel like it's not a bad.
It's because of the yelling. She's like, it throws
her. She gets
her
annoyed because like if I'm at home and her office is like right above.
It'll be like, ah, where I sit, right in their face.
Well, and then she's like, what do they do? She just screams the whole time.
Well, yeah, that's exactly a little different
thing. Yeah, like one
that is
does.
His brand.
One like, yeah, that's does. Kind of what he does. Yeah, like you've met him, you get it. Exactly.
But I have a question. Like, why don't you have headphones in?
Oh, I don't like wearing headphones.
Oh,
wow, what a weird thing.
I know it's a weird thing when you work in audio.
And
but
you're also not on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also weird considering that every morning when I try and say hi to Tucker, he doesn't respond and I yell out.
Because I have headphones.
Hey, Tucker, he's got his noise canceling headphones on, which are like the most noise canceling headphones of all time.
Just rocking out on my way in.
You can't hear a thing. He's literally, I'm not kidding, this far. He's facing the other way. Tucker! Like yelling.
Well, Mary's finding out. James yells all the time.
Mary.
It's not a podcast.
Yeah, one was for you.
At the wedding, we should walk up.
Oh, buddy.
Hey,
I like this.
Can you imagine?
Oh, we're doing
I do emergency pod at the wedding.
Yes,
should I do it in the middle of the ceremony? Just have me like, hey!
Well, that'd be the funniest. Like they're exchanging vows, and it's like we arrive 5 minutes late. It's like, hey, hello. It is the Tucker and Mary wedding.
I love it. All right.
Are you guys writing your own vows?
Yes.
Uh-oh. We didn't write it.
We wrote our vows. I like it. I mean,
it's
I think
fine.
Teams their own. Yeah.
It's cool.
Wait, have you started?
I haven't.
I would have written my vows. I don't think Emily was down to write.
I wrote mine like I feel
I'm
like
fine. I don't think you have
before.
To.
No.
I
just, yeah.
The thing that bothers me is when you go to a wedding and they exchange vows before the ceremony. That's absurd.
I would agree with that.
It's weird. And also sometimes when you write your own vows, it can get like a little long. It's like, all right, rein it down in. All right.
Yeah. I think like
the
3 minutes.
For wedding ceremonies
two
is
two and a half.
Short.
Yeah.
Brevity is the name
we
of the
all
game.
All agree.
I would
this.
Agree with
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have an announcement to make.
All right.
Yeah. It's important.
Okay.
I've done it. The Eagles did it. I did it too. I've consumed every piece of media related to the
same.
Super Bowl. Just praying. Like, I literally will search on Twitter like Eagles parade and I've seen them all. Like I can't find a video. I went through when the Eagles put out their like, who's got that parade video? I watched them all. I just went straight down the thread.
Yeah.
Like it is still not old to me. I still can't get enough of it. I'm still on cloud nine with all of it. My brother is coming down to hang this weekend. He came down for the parade. He's not on social media, so he's seen none of it. So I was like, bro, oh my God, I got like 40 videos. Sorry, I'm so excited. So I get to relive it with him. It's just, I just want everyone to know I'm still riding high.
Well,
it's still beautiful. I love everything and everyone. The Eagles are super.
What's funny is they're a little bit like concert and fireworks videos in the ways where like they don't do justice to the person that
totally.
Took the video. You know, like it's like when you're scrolling on Instagram, it's like, oh, this person went to a concert. Here's 19 videos of the songs they
uh-huh.
Right? But like, I think with the parade thing, because everybody experienced it together, there's still a joy in watching all of it. It's like, it doesn't really matter if it's a high quality video or like if it's interesting.
I don't care. Yeah.
Exactly. It's most like, there's
the
bus.
Oh, you just got a shot of a bus.
Yeah, there's the bus.
Cool. Watch out. Who's on the bus? Let me look again.
Now, I did see a video yesterday. What is your opinion? You might not see as many of these. I feel like it's more of an Instagram thing, but like the reaction videos where it's like, here's me reacting.
Oh, so yeah, I'm not as into this.
They always feel a little staged.
Yeah, because it's like the camera's there. Like, you know, it's going to happen.
You're either filming it again or you know you're being filmed.
I like the ones where it's like clear, like I filmed my dad or whatever, and like that, like it's clear that the person,
I think those could be staged too, but you're right. Those are more
authentic. Those at least more authentic. But in general, I don't watch any of that. Like, I'll like watch it if it comes up in my scroll for half a second.
Yeah.
But I don't care about the reaction. Like, I had my reaction. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
I think like exact same. Well, I always see the ones too, and these aren't Eagles related.
Watch the ones when like Cowboys fans will like break their television or something.
That's what I was about to
say. That's hilarious.
When someone like
every
punches
time, when
TV
someone does something really stupid.
Now those I think are definitely staged.
Yeah.
There's no way you break your TV. I mean, who knows? Maybe I would never do it, obviously. I'm trying to imagine, Kristen, if we were watching like a
oh my God.
Game,
Emily would divorce
and
me
I punched the TV.
Emily would actually divorce me. She'd be like, well, I was wrong about you.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you're out.
20 years together.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah,
okay.
That was psychotic. You have to go.
Wow, I could not have judged you wrong. Wow, I can't believe it.
Man, Leeds, big win. Just
I'm so excited. I'm happy they took them off the board, you know?
I know. Well, they're minus 3,500.
That's what I got him at.
Yeah, it's good odds. Yeah.
I bet a dollar to win.
There really is.
3.5 cents.
I mean, this is, did you actually bet it? Oh, okay. I was going to say that's fine.
Of course not.
It is, there's nothing like your team. They're just,
it's the best.
It really does impact everything.
It changes everything.
Well,
in your life.
So it's funny. So, Kingsley just got surgery on like his face.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. I love him. It was like $2,000.
It's
definitely
him.
Like cosmetic.
Like, what the bleep, dog?
It's like, yeah, I'm very happy. He's doing well. I'm happy we did it. It was a responsible thing to do. But so.
We really could tell you're happy about
it. Yeah, it was some happy he's doing well. But anyway, so the day he got it, Leeds had a really big game, and he's sitting next to me on the couch, and he's like so out of it. Like, you can just tell.
Mm-hmm.
And they scored to go up to win in the 95th minute, and I went like, yes! And he woke, he popped up and like this. And Kristen looked at me like, I cannot believe you did that. Like, okay. So, yeah, I'm just happy he's good, though.
Good.
He's doing well.
Yeah. What are you more happy about? He's good or the Leeds win? Same.
Look, I have to say Kingsley in case on the 2% chance Kristen's listening. And well, even not even 2%.
Yeah, no, zero. It's actually 0% for Emily. Like, there is a 0%.
Kristen will listen to the radio, everyone.
Yeah,
she'll listen to the pregame
Emily
show.
I think like every once in a while, if she's in the car with Zoe when I'm on, which is really rare because I drive in, she walks in. Like every once in a while, she'll be like, oh, we tuned in because so Zoe could hear you.
Right.
That's happened like 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
You all listen to me a lot more than my wife does. It's a beautiful thing.
For sure.
All right, let's get into it. We're going to get into some more video stuff later because we haven't talked since the stuff
speeches
was released, like the speeches. I got a lot of thoughts. But obviously, we actually have something to talk about. The first real news of the offseason, not us talking about
it.
Bond
is like the
Becton
first
this,
like turning
this
of
is like
the,
first thing. Like, Kevin Betullo is the offensive coordinator. How about it? It's funny because Kevin Betullo is a name that I think every Eagles fan who's locked in, who pays attention, who follows his stuff, like has heard the name. We all know that he's Sirianni's guy. He's been here the whole time. Like we've heard. But full disclosure, until he got the job and they put out the picture graphic of him, I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the guy looked like. Obviously, it's Nick's guy. It's continuity. The flip side is the guy's never called plays before. Where are you at with the whole thing? Lay it all out for us. Elliott Shore Parks finds out about Kevin Betullo and reacts.
I don't love it. That's the best way I can put it. I just don't love it. Like, and again, I think that with the Eagles.
And we're back.
Yeah.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Negative
things
said about the Eagles. And
but I do think, look, I think we'll have to decide how we feel about this. But I think there is a general premise of like, they just won the Super Bowl. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. And I think you can say that for almost every move they make. Like, they just won the Super Bowl. They win all the time. They're probably the best run team in the league. Like, so for me to sit here and be like, I think it's dumb. Like, they have more information than I do. If that's who Nick really wanted, like, I understand it. And, you know, I think if we were a Buccaneers podcast or like whatever 9-8 team, and they were hiring a new offensive coordinator, and we were like, all right, so they hired the assistant head coach from the Super Bowl winning team that is a big play in the offense, that has been there for 4 years, been really successful. He's 43. like you would be in on that, right? So I do think Petullo.
Yes, but I do think fans would say, but he's never called plays. So I think that would happen anyway.
I agree with that. I'm not as concerned about the never called plays thing, and I'm a little surprised I'm not.
It's my only concern. Otherwise, like, we'll
okay,
get
so
to
my,
it.
Yeah. All right. So overall, I get like why they did it. It's just not what I would have done.
I think it's very clear why they did it. They did it because he is Nick Sirianni's right-hand man. He is important to the organization. And I think that they thought that if they didn't give Petullo this shot at this point, they'd probably lose him in one form or another. And
I don't love that thought process.
I don't either.
You know,
but I think that's probably the most likely thought, right? I mean, you know, I think it's clear Petullo wants this, you know, the Saints.
Well, it's very clear. Yeah.
I think his agent put that out that he was, you know, the Saints.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't think he was ever going to leave.
I don't think he was either. I think Kellen Moore was going to
hire Doug Nussmeier.
No, but I think Kevin Moore did him a solid. I think he did the same thing for Jamal Singleton to get him into those circles.
Christian Parker.
All that stuff. Like, you don't start getting interviews till you get an interview. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly
just the way the NFL works.
And by the way, he didn't even interview.
Yeah,
it was exactly just reported there was interest.
Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie will interview people who don't get interviewed. But you know, most don't. Most of it's like, all right, you're in the system. You get the interviews. Oh, they talked to all these guys. All that stuff. But I do think that, like, I don't know if Petullo would have left right now, but I do think that if you don't give him the job, he's looking to leave. You know what I mean?
And I get that. And I'm not even saying that's a completely flawed logic. Like, we work in an office.
I mean, if we talk about glue guys all the time. It seems like Petullo's a glue guy in the coaching staff.
Yeah. I just like, look, like I said, like I was about to say, we work in an office. If someone wants a promotion and they don't get it and they feel like they're entitled to it and they've been passed over, like, yeah, that's not good for office morale. Like, I get that, right? And if Kevin Petullo feels he's been passed over, he is a very important job. Like, you did, you know, you say we never hear from him. Like, the most important people on the offense are like Nick, Kellen Moore, Jalen, Petullo, and Stoutland. Like, and we hear from Jalen,
like other players. You're talking about.
I'm saying the way the offense is crafted. Like, obviously, Saquon
argue,
is
that's
very
my
important.
Point. Yeah,
I'm talking about like the crafting of the offense.
Yes, in the plays called, in the blitz schemes, all
like
that
when they meet on the sideline and they huddle up. Like,
that's the brain trust, to speak.
So like, he's been very important, but you're right. We never, ever hear from him. We never see him. Like, even to the point where if you look for pictures of him, sometimes it's like Nick.
The wrong guy.
It's Kevin
again,
Petullo.
Like, again, he's been here for 4 years, and this is my job.
Right.
I've been to not often, but I've been down to NovaCare, like, while he's been here and stuff.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he looked like until yesterday.
Yeah,
so, like, that
and he doesn't talk.
Something.
I mean, he never talks. Like, he was required to talk at the Super Bowl, which, thank God, because people got quotes
from him. How about
it? And, like, but also for those that, you know, haven't been like tuned in the last 24 hours, like Nick said at the Super Bowl, there's not a decision I make on or off the field that Kevin Petullo is not involved with. So here's to kind of get to the overarching thing too. You cannot tell me he has new ideas that have not been discussed.
He would have used them.
You can't.
He would have given them.
You can't on one
now,
hand.
Now, to be fair, like, there are some guys who always have new ideas. I mean, Andy Reid has made a career out of new
ideas.
Well,
that's what this will come down to. Like, can Nick and Kevin Petullo, and then I guess if you want to include the quarterback coach, like, will they be able to come up with new ideas?
That is a big hire, the quarterback coach, whoever it is.
But ultimately, you can't on one hand be like, every single decision he's involved in, he himself described himself as the offensive coordinator, head coach combo, and now be like, well, actually, he's going to put his own twist on it. Like, bro, if you have new ideas, like, where were these? I would hope he's not holding ideas.
Well, my
now, I understand
is more he can come up with new ideas from
now
forward.
Well, he better.
I agree.
Yeah. And I just, next year is going to be all about like adjusting and reacting. Like, the Eagles will be the top dog, but in that way, everybody's going to be swinging
big
for them,
time.
Right.
Remember that in 20, even though they didn't win the Super Bowl in 2023, it felt like every team was going.
Yes. And obviously in 2018, that was the case. So I look at the position maybe different than others. I wanted someone that was going to come in, have new ideas, and maybe they change 20% of the offense or 15%. But that person comes in with a fresh set of eyes and goes, so obviously what you do is great. The offense was awesome. You won the Super Bowl. Like, I always thought this would be an interesting twist. Or like, you had problems with this and you obviously all sat all year and tried to figure it out. And here's how I might solve it. Like, I just think new ideas are important next year. And I don't think Kevin Petullo is bringing new ideas. Now, does that mean his ideas are bad? No. Does that mean they're going to suck next year? No. But like, I also can't ignore the fact the last two times they promoted from within, it didn't work. And I know it's a different situation. The quarterback, blah, blah, blah. But we also thought in 2018 and 2023, they'd be awesome. No one went into those seasons being like, well, they're probably going to not win a playoff game. Like, everyone thought they'd go back. 2018, Carson, we're like, this team's going to be awesome. 2023, they started 10-1. We're like, this is the best team we've ever seen. So you can't, I just don't think people can lean on like, well, they'll be so good, it doesn't matter. Like, it matters who your offensive coordinator is. And this is similar to like re-signing your own free agent or extending somebody. Like, they already have him. So I don't know what there is to be excited about with Kevin Petullo. Like, we can say, oh, nice, maybe it'll stay the same. But I just think it's going to be so hard to be the same that now you have the same group of guys. I just don't love that.
I think I like it more than you do. I'm not.
And I like Petullo, to be clear.
So I agree with your concept of new ideas and outside ideas. I think that is important.
Yeah.
Now, who knows who they hire? Quarterback coach. They brought him this guy, Parks Frazier, as the passing coordinator.
Yeah, who, by the way, is 33 and has been with three teams in 3 years. I like it. He's young. He's called plays. Like, but if that's your new idea guy, like, that's not super inspiring.
Sure, sure. Again, I think the continuity helps. You know, the fact that the language will be the same, the fact that the offense will probably be very similar. And it's something that Jalen has talked about a lot. So I think that helps. I think that if Petullo is as important to the organization, like, look, there are a lot of people who aren't good play callers or offensive coordinators or whatever till they do it. You know what I mean? Like, so like, if you bring a quarterback coach up to be offensive coordinator, that guy is not called plays most of the time, whatever it is. So like,
So you do have concern about the never called plays.
So my only issue is the never calling plays. Because I think Kevin Petullo is clearly a good football guy. Like, everything is said about him is positive. I think he clearly matters enough to this team that they didn't want to lose him, even if they weren't going to.
Yes.
Like, they felt like he deserved this opportunity. And look, like, Nick Sirianni was someone who no one interviewed for head coach. And people thought, like, oh God, this guy. And then all of a sudden, he's the best head coach in the history of the franchise. Like, I do think that some guys, you don't know how good they are till they actually do those jobs. And to your initial point, the Eagles have way, way, way more information about Kevin Petullo and what kind of play caller they believe he will be than we do. So I lean more towards trusting the Eagles right now in this moment. And even though, you know, I would have said the same thing after 2022 with the Brian Johnson and that didn't work. Same thing in 2018. It's a little different with the 2018 one because of the Josh McDaniels thing. Like, Reich wasn't supposed to leave. So I don't think anyone felt great about that whole thing and how it played out. You remember?
They promoted Grow. Right.
It was
okay,
and they was like, all right, we'll promote Grow just because.
Because it
know,
came late. Because
it was super late. Yeah. It was later than any of it, remember? So I think that's kind of like a hard one to you know, compare apples to apples in the same way. But look, I think also part of it was the Eagles didn't have as many opportunities because they had to wait till after the Super Bowl, part of the deal of winning the Super Bowl. Where, like, Bobby Slowick already got a job. Like, other people already got jobs. So I do think that that's another factor in this whole thing where maybe Petullo was the best option among the options in their mind, you know?
Well, and that's the other thing. I think Howie's biggest strength as a GM is his connections around the league and him knowing, like, things we don't know. Like, this guy on the Bengals that's an assistant quality control coach is, like, next up. Like, this dude. So I think Howie is a good read on, like, the best minds. And to your point, maybe he didn't think they could get one, or maybe they thought Petullo was better. It's just, he's already here, you know, like,
but again, he might not have been like,
I don't think he was going to leave. Now, maybe he'd have been
right
pissed
this year, but maybe Petullo said, I'm leaving the first chance I get if I don't get this job. Like, that's possible.
Maybe now we'll see. He's been here for 4 years and no one's hired him away.
That there's an argument. Sure, but they just won the Super Bowl.
I get it.
And look, at certain,
you didn't hear him in any
but
other.
Also, he could be willing to take a demotion to go become an offensive coordinator somewhere, like go be a quarterback's coach and then work his way up or whatever. My point is, like, if he wants to leave, he wants to leave. Like, when I left the other radio station I used to work at to come here, I was working 50 hours a week at the other radio station. I came to work 10 hours a week here,
right?
Because I knew there was opportunity, because I knew that Spike believed in me, because I knew that I would kick ass and I would prove myself and I would get a chance. So, like, I do think that happens sometimes.
I get that. And I like that's.
And just to finish the point, I do think that going back to the Nick thing, like you said, like, I get that he's never been an offensive coordinator, and I'm sure they've, you know, that's part of the discussion and all that. But like, if he's that important to Nick, and you were going to lose him, or you believed strongly that he was going to leave, that he was willing to leave, like, you know what? Maybe you do have to keep that guy because he's so important to that coach. Like, Nick has earned the right to have his right-hand man stay his right-hand man.
So I agree with that. Obviously, Sirianni Island. You know we are a pro-Nick podcast.
Shout out to Nick.
For sure. And Nick has...
You know, one of us is defending his decision more today.
I know. Well, the other thing that we value on Sirianni Island is honesty.
That's true.
Family,
that's
honesty, true. And winning.
That's right. That's right.
But...
so, I love it.
Dude, I should have bought the candle. I didn't bring up on the pod, but in New Orleans, there was a candle. It was like Saint Nick with like... it was really funny. But anyway... So I agree. Like, Nick has, if there's any head coach in the league that gets to just get, should pick his staff, like Nick is that guy, like McVay, Tomlin, Harbaugh.
He has been, at least we guess, because we don't know how involved Nick was in the decisions. But Nick, up till this point, has been very willing to go with what the team wanted.
For sure, 100%.
Like he, Kellen Moore, we all think that was Howie and Jeff bringing Kellen Moore in. Same thing with Fangio was definitely that because they wanted him even before.
Right.
Like the same thing with Brian Johnson. That was Jalen's guy, not Nick's guy.
And it was a Florida guy.
The guy except for 1 year, the Florida thing. So like, I think up until this point, Nick has played the game and really been willing to be collaborative. And it so like, I think Nick has earned the right to say like, I believe in Kevin Betullo. He's going to do great at this job. You got to trust me on this. Like, I think the guys earned the right.
I get that. And I think it'd be very hard for me and by extension, like Howie or Jeffrey
to say no to that, right?
From Nick and say no. Like, I get
sorry, pal.
100%.
We're picking again.
And I don't think they would just promote him even if they didn't like him. So I do think they liked him.
I think real quick, that is an important thing to hammer home. I do not, no matter what all the other dynamics are, I don't think there's any way Jeffrey and Howie put someone in that role if they don't think he could succeed.
Right. But I also think like, it's worked with Howie picking the coordinator. So,
no,
so while I think Nick deserves the right to do it and all that,
it's worked and it hasn't. Let's not forget Matt Patricia was a Howie thing.
Like, yeah, that was a
disaster. So it's gone both ways. Yeah. But for the most, I agree, more than not, it has worked.
The Eagles have spent the last year convincing everybody that'll listen that the head coach's job is very complex. So it's good he doesn't call plays. It's like, you know, he needs, so now all of a sudden I'm supposed to believe like, you know, he gets to pick all the coordinators. He's basically the play caller because Petullo's his guy.
He's going
to
be, so, be way more involved.
So, and that's the one last thing before we move on from this. Like, we should all take a step back and realize, like, a year ago, me and you were sitting in the studio and we were talking about, would they fire Nick? And then when they didn't, it was, well, they stripped him of the
Not
offense.
Not just a year ago, after week five.
Yeah, exactly, right? Know? And
we had the same conversation again. That was when you were like, I love Nick. I wouldn't fire him, but it might just be better for him.
Yeah, like for him, for his health. But like, so now they have doubled down on Nick in the way that they gave him the coordinator he wanted. They gave him
his contract will be coming out soon.
Yes, and this guy, Parks Frazier, who, by the way,
is another Nick guy.
Is another Nick guy. So, like, we both are big Nick guys, but we also both agree that the reason Nick's a great head coach is not really scheme. And so now we are surrounding Nick with guys that are, like, duplicates of him. They even look like each other. So like,
all do look
I'm sure they'll win and all that, but I don't think it's an inspiring hire.
All right.
That's the best way I can put it.
Two more things on this, then we're going to move on. But first, one of them is Jalen's comments, which we haven't talked about Kevin Petullo.
Right.
I want to get to that. Plus, I need your thoughts on something specific with the new guy they brought in. First, I mean, Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Rob Zumoff, Rob Ellis, Joe Coughlin. Rob Ellis, Mark Zumoff.
There you go.
Did I say Rob Zumoff?
You said Rob Zumoff.
Rob Zumoff. I like that.
Good one, though. Yeah, I like it. Maybe there is a Rob Zumoff. Who knows?
That's about Parks lineup. And reminding you that even if your team doesn't score, ours did a lot and they won. It's a beautiful thing. Use always another way to win with Bet Parks, the official sportsbook and online casino, the Go Birds app pod. It's the only one we use, the only one we recommend. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, you can bet on all the sports. We're going to talk about it as it goes on. There's futures. We'll talk about some futures in the Bet Parks Picks pod coming up. Soccer action to bet on, all kinds of stuff. But you got a casino right in your hand. It doesn't matter what sports season it is. You can just play games and win money on your phone. It is such a cool thing. The Bet Parks app, you can play blackjack, craps, roulette.
Baccarat.
Yeah, you did.
Baccarat.
Yeah, you did. Baccarat.
I'm just going to do a different song each time in the Baccarat.
I like this. I like this.
And we'll see if you can guess it. You know what that was?
So do it again.
Baccarat. Baccarat, baccarat.
I feel like as soon as you tell me, I'm going to know.
Baccarat.
Tucker, do you know it?
I don't.
What is it?
Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me.
Oh, see, I don't know that song.
I feel like that's a popular song.
I'm sure it is. I don't know it.
Yeah. Well,
I know we're never getting back together.
You don't know.
Those are my two Taylor Swift songs.
You don't know that Taylor Swift song. This is how I feel. This must be how you feel, honestly, when I don't know like a Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You should know that Taylor's.
I'm sure I should. I might have heard it.
I'm sure you've heard it.
You singing it is not conveying that to me, sadly. But I might have heard it. But the only ones like I know the names of and know for sure are We Are Never Getting Back Together and Shake It Off.
Those great
are
the songs. I think You Belong With Me is better.
I got to check it out.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. But here's the beautiful thing. Maybe there's a game that you can play and listen to You Belong With Me as you play it. In addition to all the games like that, there's online slot games, hot ones like Squid Game and Breaking Bad, Peaky Blinders, and Ted based on all your favorite streaming shows, movies. Here's a great deal. Listen to this for new users. Download the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app right now. You get up to $1,000 Casino bonus back. If you're down in the first 24 hours, casino bonus must be wagered. SeatBetParks.com for the details. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, or Maryland, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's true.
Elliot.
It's cold out.
It's so cold.
So cold.
So let me tell you.
And the wind, by the way. Might have passed rain.
So, you know, cold weather's still here, as we know. Let me tell you, walking outside at 4 o'clock in the morning in this weather, 3:50 in the morning or whatever, it ruins my day.
It's a little cold.
Takes me hours to chilly. Like get back to not being in a bad mood because I walk outside and I'm like, this sucks. It's horrible. But you know what's even worse? You know, if your home isn't properly insulated and installed with windows, there's going to be real issues with the cold.
Yes, I would say so.
And this is an important thing. That's why we trust Window Nation.
So we've given you a lot of reasons to pick Window Nation. And one is just like, you need good windows in your house. Mm-hmm. That should really be the selling
point. It's important.
If you have bad windows, your house is basically not a home. But
I like that.
You like that? Your house isn't a home without Window Nation.
We should pitch this to our guy Eric, you know?
But in case you want more reasons to trust Window Nation, A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. 50-point inspection for every window before it leaves a factory. I would love to have a list of all.
Yeah, I want to know the inspection points.
Well, maybe we'll read them intrigued. All one pod. Yeah.
All right, guess what? 50. Yeah. Here we go.
The window.
I actually do. I think that'd be fun to read.
Are there even 50 parts of a window?
I mean, there's 50-point inspection.
I feel like it must include knocking on the window.
I would assume
have to
that's
be one
of
if you're
points.
Coming with 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I would assume knocking on the window.
I don't know how else you would come up with 49 more if you want
to
try.
We're going to find out. We're going to get this information.
And over 20,000 five-star reviews.
Just knock on that window, man.
Yeah, there's one.
That so sounds it's February.
Like
it's,
sounds like it's a window.
February. You've already missed Groundhog Day.
It'd be
You've
funny
missed
if one
President's
is just
Day.
Looking through it.
Like, I know, right? Look through. Oh,
there's one. Yeah, it's a window. Not a door.
I guess it's more detailed than technical.
Definitely not a door.
So it's February. You missed Groundhog Day already. You missed President's Day already. You missed Valentine's Day, though it was the greatest day of our lives.
Yeah.
But yep. Don't miss your chance here. There's a week left in this month. Don't miss your chance to save 60% off all windows and pay nothing for 2 years. Unbelievable. Only from Window Nation.
February is a short month and it's crazy.
It's almost over. We're a week away.
Birdstown Hall is in like a month.
I know.
And if you haven't looked at your calendar yet, it ends on February 28th. Fun little fact there, which coincidentally,
unless it's a leap year, it's not.
So yeah. Okay. Well, leap years are crazy.
Leap years are crazy.
There's got to be a better solution.
I'm surprised that hasn't been a final thought along there.
Honestly,
yo,
it should have been.
How crazy
I should have saved
it. Add a day every 4 years.
It seems so poorly
arbitrary.
Managed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Which coincidentally is the last day you can save 60% off all window styles from Window Nation.
So if you're thinking about new windows, which you should be, as we told you, now is the time. Window Nation's got top quality windows and 96% customer satisfaction rating. That should be 100.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
It's outrageous. Whoever the 4% are, not fans of them.
Come talk to us.
Yeah. We'll school you. We'll teach you right. So
they don't
call.
Know about knocking on the window.
That's right. They didn't look through that window. Yeah, you know exactly. What I'm saying? So call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com today. We don't get enough of the phone numbers with the letters anymore.
Agreed.
That was something when we were growing up, like everywhere, all the time.
Yes.
All, you know, 888-BEST or whatever
what
it was.
What was like the 1-800, was it collect? Where you could
collect,
like,
yeah, that was another
one.
I
used to be a big, like, you know, say your name, and I'd be like, Mom, pick me up. And then hang up. I was big into that.
That's
like,
you know,
when I had to collect, like, I'm ready.
Yeah, back in the days before we didn't have cell phones.
Exactly.
Yes, Elliot and I lived in a time where cell phones didn't
exist.
It
is wild.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So before we get to the videos, then for the last two things on the, one thing on Petullo, one thing on Parks Ranger. Petullo, the Jalen comments, obviously they've been going around. It was made like a week before he was hired.
Yeah.
He was asked, what do you think about the potential of the hire? And I'll give you the, basically he goes, well, Kevin's never been a,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, but you know, I really like him. He's great. Yeah, but, you know, he probably have a different role. Like,
yeah.
What do you make of it?
So just from knowing Jalen, I think it was a little like
out of left field question for him there.
This. Yeah. Like, I think he got asked to follow up on it or something else. And he was basically like, I just want to talk about the Super
Bowl. Yeah. Well, the way he ended it, he's like, out of my pay grade.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't have a good read on it. On one hand, he's been there. It's continuity. I mean, he's helped Jalen be successful. On the other hand, it's a Nick guy.
So here's my thought. First of all, I agree with you. I think Jalen was caught off guard, but I also think that's where you get the most real.
I agree. It was a bad answer.
Because he was asked about him becoming the offensive coordinator. It wasn't like, oh, like, is he good at calling plays? Yeah. Is that? It was like, what do you think about the potential for him to be the offensive coordinator?
It would be like if someone said,
to like, well, he's never done that. Like, that was right. He basically was like, I've never done that. Like, that was like his response.
This
like,
isn't the best example, but it'd be like if someone said to me, like, what do you think about James' new morning show host? And I was like, well, he's never hosted. Exactly. You know, like that. It would be like, well, exactly I'm not even is. Entertaining
That's
the
exactly
idea.
What it is.
Right.
So I, well, speaking of both sides of my mouth, I don't, while I say that, I don't think they would have hired Petullo for this spot without Jalen. Without talking to Jalen about it, without getting his opinion on it, without him being at least some level of okay
with
it. I'm
not as sure about that as you are. I think Nick wanted him and that was it.
It like, might be, but they still went to Jalen.
I'm sure like, Jalen hey, wasn't
going to do this. Like, what do you think? Are you okay with it? Like, if,
but I think if Jalen said no, I think it would still be Petullo is what I'm saying. I'm sure they pretended to like,
yeah,
but I think Petullo was Nick's guy and
it's
that was it.
It's not a great answer. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not a great answer. Yeah.
All right. Here's my other thing for you. And then we're going to get to the speeches.
And I'll be curious to see what he says next time. Because we all know Jalen is not great at always like hiding how he feels.
Okay.
Which is funny because he's so not emotional.
Yeah. I think he's been getting better at it.
He's been getting better. And I'm sure he'll be like, you better nail this one.
Most important question I'm going to ask you this, Pod. Because, you know, we know you're a big Jake Elliott supporter. I'm
curious where this is going.
Yes. I gotta tell you, I love Elliott Shore Parks. Great name.
Oh, no, Parks. Yeah.
Parks is a first name. Like, well, and if anyone is named Parks, I'm very sorry.
But do you think it's strictly...
I think it is a disastrous first name. Like Parks Frazier, I'm like so out on this guy just from his name. Like,
so,
he can win me back because it's a ridiculous reason to be out on a guy.
Right.
But like Parks, and again, no offense to Parkses. I don't want you to take this personally.
It's a completely different thing.
It's a disaster.
Well, let me ask you this. So do you
his real first name is Randall.
Okay. That's just as bad.
Yeah, that was going to be my reaction too. I feel bad. I'm sure he's a nice guy. But like
Randy Parks Frazier.
Well, his full name is Randall Parks Frazier II.
So again, the choice
is a hell of a name. I got to say.
He should go by that.
There is a lot going on.
Yeah, there. But like this almost makes it worse cuz this means he chose to go by Parks. So like I'm really torn on this. I'm pretty out on Parks Frazier.
I feel like he could have gone by Deuce.
Could have done a million things. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
But all right. Well, do you think that that's partially because, and Tucker, you chime in here. Like, you guys hear Parks as a last name all the time. Like, if
I think of it as a casino,
I do too.
There you go.
It's a great call. It's well done.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great name Parks is.
The guy who's got us on the straight and narrow.
The name aside, here's what I think of the hire. Like, I wanted someone from outside the building.
I don't care what you think about the hire. I care what you think about the name. No, I'm kidding. I was joking.
I mean, it's from outside the building. Ironically, he's called plays. He was like 30 when he did it, which is wild. Like, and shout out to him for being 33 and like so successful. Like, this is like a big time job for him. I mean, I don't like, he's been with 3 teams in 3 years. You can make with that what it is. Like, every team he's been on, the staff has been fired. Like, I don't think that's his fault.
So, yeah, I don't think it's his fault. But it's also not like you'd love to be like, he was on the Chiefs staff. And then,
and they had to pry him away. Like, you know, I don't think that. Now, he spent a year with Mike McDaniels, which I like that. That's McDaniel. Like a cool. Yeah, although McDaniels kind of a loser. But I like that. Like, he was around a different offense. And he's a Nick guy. So, I mean, it just comes down to like, did Nick get the right guys? Like, they were his guys. Like, this is not a Howie hire.
Look,
maybe Howie thought highly of him, but the dude worked with Nick for 2 years in Indianapolis.
I think the way the Eagles have done this, like, unless, like...
You know, it'd be wild if Parks Frazier called plays.
It would be.
No one's confirmed that Petullo's going to call plays.
No, you're right. I doubt Nick went to them and said, I will quit. I will go find another job because I'm a free agent. If you don't... But short of that, I don't think they would put Kevin Petullo in the role, even if Nick wanted it, unless they were okay with him in the role. Maybe he wasn't their top.
For sure.
Like, I think they think he can succeed in the role or else they wouldn't have done it.
I agree with that.
I do take some solace.
Yes. Look, the Eagles are very good at doing what they do. So ultimately, they are right more than they are wrong. So there's a good shot in week 9. We're sitting here. We're like, wow, this Parks is like, I'm going to name my new dog that. Like, it's like the best name I've ever heard. Right. And like Petullo's the next head coach. I mean, there's a year from now, Petullo could be a head coach.
I doubt it'd be that quickly. I think that's part of the reason you like to put him in there is he needs a little time there. But I do think Petullo
is 43. I don't know. It's not crazy.
No, I know. But I'm saying his first year as an offensive coordinator, usually like Kellen Moore was an offensive coordinator for 7 years or whatever.
Sure, but
I think
Kellen Moore is going to be an awful head coach.
I do too. So, I think Petullo actually look, I'm a leader of men guy. Like, I don't need a play.
I've been around both of them.
I think Petullo, I get that. I think he can
James
be
like,
coach.
I know what he looks like now. So,
I've seen him. All right, quickly before we get to final thoughts, the speeches, we have not been together since they released. And by the way, like, I've seen many people say this, but it is true. Shout out to the Eagles social media team.
It's better than Hard Knocks. Like, it's the best thing going.
They do such a, even like their videos, you know, throwback of the parade, the ones they put out, like they do such a kick-ass job. Like, really, really awesome.
100%.
But yeah, those speeches, man, like that was, it's funny because I thought about this. I thought about this a few times with the difference between 2022 and 2024, in that when you win, you get all this content that you wouldn't have gotten. Because those guys gave speeches in 2022.
Well, we saw them. They just weren't as.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, they put them out.
Well, they put the Kelsey one out. I don't remember who else.
I don't think they put the others out. Like, they definitely didn't put out the whole video or whatever, because they win, you know? Like, even the stuff like motivation, like finding out that, I love finding out that the Milton Williams thing where he was like, put the three-peat thing in the trash. Like, oh, that was something that bothered them. They use that. The Lane Johnson, and we're about to talk about those shirts this year. Like, that was motivation. Like, I love hearing that stuff after the fact. But your thoughts on those speeches the night before, the leaders, you know, obviously, I think, honestly, you could pick any one of them and be like, wow, that was amazing. Yeah, they were all great.
I mean, I thought it was a little interesting. I haven't heard anyone say this, like Lane Johnson saying they were probably too emotional last time.
I thought that was fascinating.
I mean, you wonder, like, Kelsey breaking down in tears, like maybe they were too emotional. So I think that's part of it. You know, the thing that just continued to resonates with me, and it's my biggest takeaway maybe from the Super Bowl, is just like how much that loss changed Jalen.
Totally.
And he was very open about it, right? Like he was
empty.
He was empty. Like, and I think I think it's important for his teammates to hear that, because they themselves have probably thought at times, like, why is he a little more distant? So I think it's important to hear that. I mean, Chauncey, I thought was really good.
I thought Chauncey was the best.
Chauncey, you thought, wow.
Well, so I thought Jalen was the best. Like, Jalen is like his own thing. Yeah. I thought of all the other ones, Chauncey's hit.
I thought Chauncey's was very good.
I mean, like, dude, the line where he's like, I get emotional, but that's because I know we're all winners in this room.
Really good,
let's go prove it on the biggest stage in the world.
Well,
and like, just to see, like, I thought seeing that side of CJGJ, we're used to the, you know, the CJGJ we get.
Yeah.
You know, the we're in the swim.
Well, and also it does not really talk.
Right.
And Chauncey does not talk much.
He's like emotional. I thought that was beautiful. That hit me hard. I thought AJ shouting out his receiver group.
I agree with that too. Yep. 100%.
That was so cool to take that moment and just be like going through the list. Like, you know, Covey getting a shower, I'd be like, I love you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I go
and that's
out
who AJ is.
I see
that guy in the locker room. He's always talking to everybody on the roster.
You can tell.
He is not like
it's
just only
Lane and Saquon. It was just business. Like, yo, we're better than these guys. Let's go beat
the crap. So that's
the
other thing. Yeah. Is I'm so mad at myself for picking a close game. And I think there was logic to it. And I get it. But
one of us was a little
Look, that's why I'm saying I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
But like, all
year. Would you like to revise your if they played 10 times comment?
Yeah. I think
nine or 10 of them, probably 10.
This exact roster, you're probably right.
Yeah,
this exact one. But regardless, like, it was just so clear they were never going to lose.
They
like, you just listen to them talk.
You listen to that, you're
like
they
were
just
winning. That there was 10 minutes of that game where, like, well, maybe, like, no, like, they were always going to win. Yeah. And, like,
the game was, it's a fun phrase to use, but it's not always true. This game was over before it started.
I think it's the most. Yeah. Cliche or cliches for a reason. Like, this is it. Like, this
was over before.
When we
they
think
took
about
the field.
Games that were over before they took the field, we like to use 2017 championship game, which is true.
Yeah.
But like this one, and that's what makes me so upset at myself, is all year I was the one saying.
Well, especially because like when we did our show the day before the Super Bowl, and then we did Super Bowl, but the day before the Super Bowl, we were like, all right, like, let's go ahead and say what we're feeling about the game, like the biggest thing. And you're like, my biggest thing is this team is ready.
Exactly. And then I pick them to win by three. Like,
you're like the vibe. These guys are so locked in.
Yeah.
And like, but I don't know.
Well, it's also so funny because literally for 2 years, I saw this team be obsessed with this game. And then they get there and I'm like, well, it might be close. Like, I just, whatever. It is what it is. I picked them to win. Yeah. Which is ultimately all that matters. But that's what comes out from the speeches. It's like, they were never going to lose. The Chiefs had zero shot.
I totally agree.
And I know it's hindsight, but still.
No, but it is what it is. All right. Final thoughts.
Well, if there's been one benefit in not doing every day.
I've been able to re-up. I'm loaded up right now.
Okay. All right. I don't even know where to begin. Okay.
I have so much Zoe stuff.
All right. I have one.
I have like months of Zoe stuff.
All right. I think spoons are just like so overrated. Like, so every time I empty my dishwasher, I feel like we have equal amount spoons, knives, and forks. But what do I really even use spoons for? I don't eat cereal. When, how often do you eat soup?
Well, cereal and soup.
But I don't eat either of those.
Like, so I'm very with you on that. Cereal and soup, like, unavoidable. Like,
and when you buy silverware, you get equal amounts of
each. So this is like, must be, I don't know if this is a man woman thing or not, right. But like, I have the same thing in my house. Like, Emily uses.
Well, I haven't asked Kristen about, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, but if all the spoons are in your thing, it's probably from Kristen, right? It's not from you.
Well, no, I'm saying
you're saying in your, not in the dishwasher. You're saying just in the.
Yeah, like in our house, she makes dinner and I clean. That's how we do it. So I'm always the one emptying.
I'm the one. Yes. So, but the point is somehow all those spoons end up in there and you're not using them, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So it must be her. My Emily,
yeah, like
Emily uses spoons
stirring coffee
at like a 10-to-1 rate.
It's
that
crazy.
Emily, like if there's an option for one of the, like mac and cheese, you could theoretically eat mac and cheese with a spoon or a fork. I always eat it with a fork. She always eats it with a spoon. And any 50-50, 60-40, like she'll even go somewhere. It's like, I'm like, you'll use a spoon. She's like, yeah, of course.
That's crazy.
So maybe there's something there, but I'm very with you on this. Like other than soup and cereal, I use a spoon for nothing.
I think you need, like, if you're doing the ratio.
I guess ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And honestly, I don't really eat ice cream. That's probably where Kristen eats ice cream. I mean, she stirs her coffee, but you could use a knife or a fork to do that.
You could.
But regardless, like, I think the perfect ratio of silverware is like 10% spoons and then 45, 45 each.
So what I find,
45 fork, 45 knife, 10% spoon.
What happens in my dishwasher, I don't know why, it's always something that I run out of, but it's never the same thing. Like 1 week, it's like, oh, we used up all the knives already.
Yeah.
1 week, it's like, oh, all the plates are in there. 1 week, it's all the bowls are gone. It's like, how is it never the same thing? Wouldn't you think that it would be the exact same thing? Or like Zoe loves
bowls.
Not
like we're eating that different. Exactly. But also, this is not an interesting thought. But it is crazy. Every time I'm in the dishwasher, I think to myself, like, how did we use all these things? Mm-hmm. Like, we must run the dishwasher, I don't know, 4 times a week, 3 times a week, something like that. There's 2 of us. I don't even know how we, but I'm also pretty reckless.
3 times a week?
Oh, easily.
We probably do like once a week for the dish.
Oh, that's
we have
crazy.
3 people in our house.
Yeah.
Maybe 2.
I'm very most. When I make breakfast, I probably use 4 knives.
What?
I use 1 for butter, 1 for the avocado.
What?
I mix it. Yeah.
You don't just wipe it off and use
it. I try to, but I don't always remember, so I have to put it away.
What?
I use
4 knives for that is insanity.
It might be 2 or 3, but I use a lot of knives. Like
yeah, clearly.
A lot of napkins. I'm like very reckless with the napkins.
I'm reckless with the napkins.
I know it's not good for the environment.
Paper towels.
Yeah, paper towels, what I mean.
Reckless.
Yeah.
I am so bad with
2 or 3 at a time, wipe it.
Yeah,
gone.
I use them to dry my hands. Like instead of just
I
using
do
a
too.
Towel that's right there. Yeah, it's a bad job by us, but you know.
It is what it is.
You're gluttonous with certain things. Okay. So I have a really good Zoe one to land with, but I'll give 2 Zoe ones today, because why not? So this is something Zoe said. So she's been getting, you know, trying new things with food and all that, and she really wants to try Dr. Pepper. I don't know why. She likes Coke, she likes Diet Coke really. She likes you know, orange soda, hit or miss. Like, she's not a huge soda person. She is someone who'll be like, can I have a soda? And we'll say yes, and she'll take like 2 sips of it and leave the rest.
So I'm not a soda person.
I'm a massive soda.
I know
Emily and I both are. So we drink a lot of soda in our house. But so Zoe goes, she goes, do you think Dr. Pepper is my style? My style is like pink, purple, rainbow, mermaid, soda, candy style.
It's a good style.
Like, okay. Yeah. The funny thing is that is exactly her style. Like, well, she could not be more dead on with her style than
I'm
that.
Trying to decide if I think Dr. Pepper applies there. Because I think Coke is like a basic.
I was like, Dr. Pepper is a very unique
it's a
flavor.
Niche.
It's
well, I also
thing.
Just think like there's a niche to the brand. I'm not talking about the actual content of the can. But I think you don't see Dr. Pepper as much as you see Coke.
I agree. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then this is my favorite one, because Zoe, and she's very, you know, happy kid, all that stuff. Zoe says best day ever somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 times a year, like somewhere, you know,
good life,
you know, oh, I got ice cream, best day ever. Like she, like it's a go-to line for her. Like maybe 100 is underselling. Like she probably does it 200 times a year. Like 200 of the days a year are best day
well,
ever.
Well, as someone that we know enjoys a good hyperbole.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in
no,
on the best day ever.
Yeah.
I'll do that too. I mean, you know this.
Hyperbole guy. I do too. Yeah.
I'll be like, this is the best meal I've ever seen.
Yes,
like, this
yes.
is my
you
new
are,
favorite
you
meal. This is my new favorite restaurant.
So
it's
been Zoe, like, every day, like, all the time.
Maybe, by the
honestly,
way,
it could be 300 days a year. I'm probably underselling it.
You didn't respond, either of you guys, which is fine. Or I don't think you did. But are you going to vote in the SAG thing?
I did respond. I made fun of you.
Oh,
for
did
being,
you? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never voted. I don't know how to do it.
I vote every year.
Are you in the SAG?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
We all have to be to work here.
I didn't know. I don't think whatever.
Well, Tucker has gone on air before.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I vote every year. I voted every year I've worked here for SAG.
Did you see the Bob Dylan movie?
Not yet. I want to. So I didn't get the thing about like the SAG voting this year. I don't know where
I got an email about it.
I didn't get the email. I didn't see it. Please forward it to me.
Bob Dylan movie. Very good.
It's supposed to be really
good. I liked it.
I'm going to see it.
Not a big Bob Dylan guy.
I might not watch all 10 Oscar movies this year for the first time in like a decade.
It's
Super Bowl. It's like normally I'm like way deep when in are the movies Oscars? Right now. In like 2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to catch up. So the Super Bowl, I'd rather watch Eagles stuff. It is what it is.
Oh, anyway. Man. I have such another good one.
Well, we're doing another podcast.
I know.
So anyway, Zoe says best day ever all the time. It was a real thrill to me to actually be able to say it back to her.
Oh, all right. There you go. There's the final thought. Yeah.
The day of the parade.
I feel like that's like the ending of a parade.
I got her ice cream because she got ice cream every day because they won the Super Bowl.
Obviously.
Sunday to Sunday. And we're back. We're all excited. And she goes, she eats her ice cream. She goes, best day ever. And I'm like, Zoe, you know what? You're right.
I feel like that is literally the ending of a movie. Like the movie is called Best Day Ever. And all you're like, it's not the best day. You're like the grumpy guy. And then you're like, yes, it is. And it's like
literally what I did. I looked at Emily, I looked at Zoe, and I was like, Zoe, you're right.
There you go. Very nice.
I made me really happy. All right. We'll be back with the Bet Parks Pick Talk tomorrow. Or if you're watching the YouTube.
Right now.
Right now. Don't go anywhere. Until tomorrow. He's William James.